The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
But we're not in the same room.
No.
Sorry about
that. It's a good start, though. We get in there. All it took was a global pandemic.
My name's Janie. I'm joined by Duncan Grieve and Alex Casey of The Spinoff. This is a podcast that is just going to be recapping The Bachelorette NZ and maybe a little bit of Maths AU. But ordinarily, we're a podcast that talks about reality TV and real life in New Zealand.
But real life in New Zealand is a bad old buzz. Nearly so bad as a buzz as ever anywhere else, but that's too dark for the real pod. But you should tell us about your last like 48 hours, Jane.
Okay, so last week, I've been living in LA for the last 9 months, and last week we were just chilling out, having a few lols every time everyone coughed. Oh, better not be the corona, lol, all that kind of thing. And then schools shut down, and that got pretty serious. And then there was nothing on the supermarket shelves. And then the government just started putting in a whole load of restrictions. Flights started getting cancelled. And we started freaking out and thought that New Zealand looked like a pretty good place to be. And we kind of sold it to the kids, like, you're not going to be at school for a few weeks anyway. And then there's spring break, so we may as well just go home for a holiday. But inside we were like, shit, get out. And every day it just got like more and more panicky. So within 48 hours, we booked flights, I think, Sunday and Monday. I don't even know what day it was. It was like 48 hours. We packed up our lives and got out of there. And it was eerie and weird. And we definitely made the right decision.
What's the vibe like on the ground? Like how are people responding to it? Because America's got a lot less sort of safety nets and social infrastructure available to all, right?
That's honestly the hardest thing I found, is leaving behind our new friends that we've made, because they haven't got anywhere to go and they're all worried. A lot of them we've met through school, so they're all worried that school's going to be out for 5 months. And as much as that sounds just like a thing of being inconvenienced, it's got massive flow-on effect of like, the fact that there's not good holiday allowances in the States at all. And so these parents suddenly have these children home. They can't go to work. You're talking about like healthcare workers who can't go to work because they've got their kids at home. There's obviously no holiday programs or anything running. So it's just completely thrown everyone. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So there's definitely a real sense of community and camaraderie going on. But at the same time, everyone's just like, what the fuck are we going to, like, what? Every new day seems to bring some other sort of, like, damning blow. It's really intense. And I feel like a lot of people are talking about, don't scaremonger here in New Zealand. And I think definitely that's not, like, we shouldn't be panicking. We should be having a measured and calm response. But we should also be taking the guidelines really, really seriously, because you do not want what's happening around the rest of the world to be happening here. It's actually terrifying.
Yeah, I reckon listening to the government is a good shout.
Right, totally.
Now. Maybe not, yeah. Something that your mum's friend's sister who knows someone who works in government sends you on WhatsApp. Just stay away from those.
Yeah, that's not an official communicator.
No. But if you're told to self-isolate and take that seriously. We haven't seen Joel's parents for 9 months, and they turned up to drop off some groceries to us, and we were like yelling at them from the other side of the driveway. As much as we would have loved to have just gone and given them a big hug, and as much as they would have loved to have, you know, hugged their grandchildren, we were just like, nope.
We've all just got to take that shit seriously, eh?
Yeah.
And, you know, it might mean that we have to Uber Eats our Nando's for a while. you know, and that's
okay.
Just
perfectly fine.
It's not as good as eating in because you don't get the lovely music and the decor, but it's pretty good. I'm not just saying that. That's because Nando's are our sponsor and they've looked after us for a long time. And honestly, they need us now more than ever as a community of cornies. Like hospitality businesses are getting hammered, and I feel like it's time for us to pay Nando's back for their support over the past little while. Obviously, it's a tiny thing in the scheme, but you'll be surrounded by businesses, artists, a whole bunch of people who will be suffering through this. In any kind of little way that you can help them keep going through this is a good thing. And Nando's have been good to us, and I think we should be good to them.
Their cheesy bread travels well. We get the Uber Eats every week.
Look, yes. I can't lie. Cheesy bread the next day after being in the fridge, still good. It's a different menu. It's a different option.
They should have day old cheesy bread as like a deluxe item.
It's to me, it's a bit like the difference between a proper coffee and an instant coffee. Both fine. Two different drinks, you know. Don't compare. Hot, fresh cheesy bread, delicious. Day old, been in the fridge overnight, cheesy bread, also delicious, just different.
Like manky cheesy bread from the gutter, month old, probably still good.
Still good, you know? Still good.
Is that at its core? No, probably not.
I think supporting any businesses who are still in a position to run is a great idea. It's going to be great for everyone, you know, ultimately. So any food delivery services, that's a great place to start, especially Nando's. Amen. So this podcast rounding up in a couple of weeks, that's still happening, eh? Or has everything changed?
I don't know. I don't, I'm good. I'm taking things day by day at the moment. Pretty cool time to change the old career.
Oh, Alex.
Pour moi.
A lot's happened in the last couple of weeks. And so last time we spoke, it was just business as usual. And then I was secretly behind the scenes planning on coming home to surprise you, Alex, for our last ever pod in person.
So lovely.
Unbelievable.
And
unbelievable. I would have not survived that though as well. Like I would have been
moved. The plan? Like she was gonna be recording in Parkable and we were gonna film her coming through like behind and then have a camera on you getting the big surprise.
Oh my god.
We were gonna do it live on pod.
Something. It would have been a viral nightmare, so it's okay.
Yeah, you were gonna go full Titus if that happened, no, for sure.
And then anyway, then the restrictions came in, which meant if I came home, I'd be in self-isolation. It wasn't going to work. So we had to can that. But then like a day later was when we decided, let's just get on a plane and bring the whole family home for God knows how long. So we hopefully will be able to do that last pod in person. In fact, I'm sure we will be able to. Right?
Will you be out? Will you be released?
Yeah.
We might have to record it on a Saturday. But
that's all right.
Oh, is that all right?
What's a day?
There's no days.
There's
no commuting. there's no work. There's no home.
I was on the train today for the first time. It was crazy. Everyone was like, no one sat together. Like, you know, people are taking it real seriously.
Was that self-imposed?
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. But then I got on and I just kind of stood there. And it was great because I was like, I'm not going to sit and infect someone or have someone infect me. But it was just like, it's the first time that I've been in public, I think, for 2 or 3 days. It was very real. But no, I don't even fucking know. I don't know what the next week's going to be like, right? Like, we just don't know. Yeah. I want to keep doing something now. Why don't we pivot? Let's just pivot to something else.
We're the worst. We've like just dragged everyone through this emotional roller coaster only to be like, who knows?
That's what reality television does.
Are they going to be mad? Yeah, totally. Totally.
Anyway, okay.
Real pod in paradise.
Oh, that'd be so good. Okay, I'm just finding my document. Let's begin. I'll play the thing.
I am disgusted at how much you have copied my husband.
Jesus, Bob. I don't even know you.
Reality check.
That's so so nice to be in the same time zone as you guys.
Yeah, that sounded lush. That sounded like hi-fi. That sounded like gone from AM to FM.
I'm actually on like really slow internet. I can't believe we've even got vision at the moment. All my kids are on iPads and I've basically put them in flight mode so they can't go on the internet and they're not allowed to watch anything on the telly. So
everyone's going to make sacrifices in this era.
Yep. Okay. I also haven't looked at my notes. I can't even remember what's happened on The Bachelorette this week.
It was Mike's It.
Oh, Mike's It.
Two Mike's Its.
Man, Mega Mike's It. The remix. Wow.
Oh, no, shit.
Man, that's boozy.
Oh, yeah, it's hand sanitizer just for people. Oh.
Man, oh you got the good stuff.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like you're going to get fumigated in here.
Okay, so let's start with
how one of the bachelors might have it.
Who do you think it
we
is?
We need like a breaking sting. Oh, we know who it
we
is.
We know, but we will protect the identity of the...
Can you do a little charade for me so I can try and figure out who it is?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Wow. Somehow not surprising. Like if I were to pick one that I would think has been... Partying it up. Say no more, say no more.
Well, they all party.
It's true.
Well, see, I don't really narrow
it down.
Mike Boulot parties on his yacht alone.
Does he?
I don't know,
like,
probably.
I feel like he's never partied.
He's a man of international travel, for sure.
Uncouth.
Anyway, so one thing I just noted this week, that it's definitely November when they filmed this.
Oh, yeah.
They've all grown little moustaches. So if you were wondering about the timeline... This was shot in November. I have absolutely no doubt about it. And the fact that we kind of know that it was shot over October, November. But
Are you a detective?
Yeah, you've done better sleuthing on this season.
My legs are falling asleep because I'm having to kneel. I'm sitting on the floor of the bedroom where I'm staying.
Oh, God.
Ugh, hang on. I need to adjust my mic.
Are we allowed to talk about the fact that the Bachelor who's potentially been tested was also recently... with all of the other bachelors and our two bachelorettes.
Yeah, I reckon we can talk about that.
For a filming of a special.
Yeah, and during the special, interacted quite intimately.
Whoa!
With that feels like fine, right?
I don't know.
That's the kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah.
And we have seen
these boys, right, on the telly. They're down troweling every 5 seconds.
They're almost never clad. Clothed. Shoes? Nope. No thanks. Socks? Never heard of them.
Sockets? Now you're talking.
Yeah, speaking my language. Gaffer tape over my logo on my hat? Yes, please.
100%. But yeah, what I thought was interesting is all that considered, Lucina is in hospital at the moment.
What?
In Australia.
Not working.
She's working.
Oh.
But I was like, what's the protocol there? Because she was there and there was a bachelor who's now potentially being tested. Or does that not meet the threshold?
I don't know what the threshold is.
Put
it this
like
way.
A crazy thing to admit, but I don't think it...
I don't feel that it does either. I don't know. Like we arrived in the country yesterday morning and my son developed a fever yesterday, which made us all absolutely lose our biscuits because we were already tired and emotionally spent. And we rang the line and we stayed on hold. We were 115th in the queue.
Wow.
And we stayed on hold to do the right thing, to speak to the people. And the people said, no worries, it's probably fine. Ring your GP if he develops any other symptoms. And the truth of the matter is, if he has got it, we're in isolation. We have been since the moment we arrived home from the airport. So we can't give it to anyone.
I think the fact that it's a 2-to-1 communication, you know, means that I think you have to have relatively sustained contact. You're not just going to get it from being in the same room for the most part. Sure. Otherwise, it would just be everywhere immediately.
Mm. But this is the son that does lick. Like he would have been licking the barriers at the airport. And so we really tried, but there was no hope. He also, but at the same time, he's also the kid who gets a random fever every month. Like, So, and he's
potentially because he licks everything.
I mean, yeah, probably. Random. But there's no reason for us to think that this is anything more than just one of those random fevers that he gets. So, but in terms of what's the threshold, well, a kid who's been in the States and just arrived home and developed a fever apparently isn't the threshold. So I'm sure Lucina is also just doing fine.
Also, Lucina wasn't one of... I don't recall them.
Okay, you're not supposed to say who it was though, right?
Tina.
Tina, we're going to need a bleep.
We're going to need a bleep over the name. Oh, dear. I think we should stop talking about it because I am going to reveal some things. I don't know.
That NDA is quaking right now.
Hey, so listen. There's been some other weird stuff happening online. Lucina has posted some really cryptic Instagram posts. She's not watching the show for a start. She's mentioned this a number of times throughout the season. Like, I didn't see it, so I'm not 100% sure what happened, but thanks for all your messages. Why is she not watching the show?
She's gone rogue.
Because she said that she's blocked The Bachelorette.
Well, this is
what
the Cornies were saying. Apparently she's blocked The Bachelorette official Instagram and a bunch of things, I guess, so they can't see it. And she just does these long kind of story time things in her scrubs talking about, assuming she's like, I don't know. What I'm concerned about is I think she's kind of ahead of what's airing.
I think she is too.
Seems to be checking some spoilerinos out there.
Real.
Yeah,
she's full on abandon.
She's full on talking about, I mean, I don't want to say for anyone who's unlisting or spoiled, but she's kind of, saying stuff like, I think I know what your messages are about. I'm not 100% sure because I haven't seen it, but if they are what I think they are, then here's my explanation. And I'm like, that doesn't really match up, but it sounds like it might match up with something that's to come. Just weird.
This is quite full on. Like,
it is full on. I don't understand her motivation.
She also posted in the, on a Married at First Sight Instagram post, she posted about thinking that someone had been, unfairly treated in the edit and that producers would have massaged what they had to say. And she was kind of like, I can relate to that.
Oh, those evil story producers.
I know.
Scum of the earth.
Why are you sweating, Alex? You're sweating. What's going on? Nothing. Get it checked out.
I am actually really, I'm really warm. But the funniest thing about that, she left this really long comment, like clearly very considered and she thought about it. And then people started replying to it in the Married at First Sight thread and she was just like, oh, I didn't even know anyone would see this. Like, I'm like, I don't know if she's being super tactical or if she's just doesn't understand
how
social media.
She is, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's the latter because I do think she's like, she's just in the OR. She is in the OR 24/7.
Operating room.
Yeah. Get with it.
Okay.
Well, get with it. Well, or the ED.
Isn't she doing plastic surgery?
Yeah. Or the ER.
What's ER?
Emergency room.
Emergency room.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that the one? You happy with that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, she could be anywhere, couldn't she?
Okay, listen.
I've seen Sean.
I have to say, I kind of gone off Lucina. Not because she's... I love a lead who goes rogue, but I just feel that I don't know her. I feel like I understand Mike B's frustration. I feel I don't know her. I feel like she asks a lot of questions, doesn't answer many. And she just seems to be quite reserved in the whole process. Thoughts?
Yeah, she definitely chooses her words very, very carefully. And I feel like, have we seen like a very real moment? There might have been one with Mike.
There was one with Mike last week. We thought that it was like the realest moment so far. And then I don't even know what happened with those two. It's so bizarre.
I wonder if it's also emphasized by the fact that Lily is such an open book. Like, Lily is, like, further down the line than, like, most reality stars in terms of just being like, wah, here's everything.
Yeah, and she came into it later. Like, she met these guys later than Lucina. Lucina's had more time.
Yeah.
And she's still onto, like, what's your favorite color?
Are you homophobic?
I find... Yeah, I find the fact that she's still in interrogation mode, even now that they're down to, you know, the last couple, or you know, we're down to four. You know, at a certain point, you have to have, like, the conversation has to be more just explain yourself than explain yourself to me. And the thing I wonder is whether Lily likes her. I don't mean to sort of, you know, make a thing out of that, but there have been a couple of times recently where Lucina was explaining her sort of the complexity of her feelings, and you could almost sense Lily saying, like, well, you're not giving them anything, you know, that was the sort of subtext of it. And
we saw that this week, didn't we?
They're both operating with completely different styles and therefore getting completely different results. It feels like you're beginning to sense a little tension there.
I think Lily can see what's going wrong, but I don't think she dislikes Lucina.
No, I agree.
No, that's probably fair. Yeah. But it's like, is it her place to sort of diagnose the doctor's missteps?
Lily's
I think it's probably, if you're realistic about it, they're in this weird little bubble. It's all they're talking about. She's like, Lily's getting closer to these guys, and that's the kind of real conversations that would happen. You talk about your friends, you talk about stuff that's going on around you both and the things that you have in common. And so it's just chat, you know? It would be weird not to, I think. Doesn't mean that she's being malicious necessarily, just making some observations and talking about them with the people who are closest to her.
Do you think that she went into it knowing what it was and was going to be?
You're questioning whether she's there for the right reasons?
No, I'm really not. I'm questioning whether she went into it with the appropriate amount of knowledge of what the show would require of her.
Mm.
Like, it's almost the inverse of that.
I think if you are cast to be the lead on a bachelorette type show, it's not hard to go and watch a season.
She doesn't have time. She's in the OR.
Disagree. Got time to star in the season.
She honestly, the other day on her story, she was like, oh my God, guys, this is so random, but I've just watched, someone just sent me this trailer for this show that they said would be really interesting for me. It's called Unreal. I was like, Unreal came out in like 2016. That's crazy that you don't know that show.
I'm not saying that she's like a franchise aficionado, but I do think that, you know, if I
she's
said to you,
touch.
Hey, you're going to be cast in this great show called New Zealand Extreme Adventure or whatever that show was with Uncle Barry, you'd go, oh, okay, what's that about? I'll check it out. I'll go on YouTube and take a look at some clips. You know?
No blueprint for that show. As Uncle Barry proved.
Anyway, I think she's probably more aware than you think. That's my take. I mean, that's my opinion. It's just my opinion. Once I go off someone, I'm right off.
You don't think you'll come back, Richie style?
Who knows?
Still a boomerang?
Boomerang. How many weeks are there to go? 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, it's real close now. Excuse
me. Did she cover her mouth?
That's fine.
Okay. It's all fine.
We're good.
Okay. Carry on?
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay, we're good. Okay. I can't remember how we started. There was a big circle hug at one point, wasn't there? Was that the very start of, I think someone went home. Was that after someone went home, there was a big circle hug? And they had like a pep
talk? Oh,
and
Michael took himself home.
Oh, was that when that happened?
Fruity.
Okay, so there was a self-elimination of Mike F. He was real sad about getting no dates. He just wanted to throw in the towel, and then he threw it in. He waited till the rose ceremony and stepped forward. Lucina.
He looked so amazing when he did that.
Incredible.
With his hair down, the sun behind him.
Crisp white shirt.
He looked like, have you seen that movie California, the early Brad Pitt movie with like Juliette Lewis? He plays like a serial killer. He's got long hair. He reminded me of that, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
I think Michael Fruit is, I mean, I think I said it last week. He's iconic. I mean, the style of his exit, the doing it on his own terms, 100% statue outside countdown. Like, we've got to get Countdown Dargaville. We've got to get it happening.
We've got to get him with the wows.
Yeah.
On top of.
Like, he should be. He is Kaiprakumara.
Yeah.
I think the thing with him is that because he's kind of got a monotone delivery, everything he says sounds, I don't know, he sounds like a closed off Kiwi bloke type. But what he has to say, not closed off at all. Much more open than some other people on the show. And I say, Michael F., for Bachelor 2021, make it happen, Alex.
I reckon Young Farmer of the Year.
Okay. How young do you have to be a young farmer, though?
Under 30, surely.
Yeah. Is he under 30?
Yeah, he's 28. Nice. Also, just another tell that he has just got his head screwed on straight. Where's Essex? I feel like that's such a practical buy. Real expensive, but the runner's choice. I've never owned them. I can't get past the seductive swoosh. But fucking, I always admire someone who buys Essex. See, Jane Yee just pulled out her Essex. That's a practical person. He's like,
I insult.
Love that little jelly bit. Oh.
Yeah.
I've never owned a pair of Essex. I would love to own them.
I never even noticed the jelly.
You aspire to them, yeah.
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 Because you build your life around that kind of shoe, don't you?
I do, I'm a runner.
Running.
I had like a Mizuno once. That's the closest I got. But Essex is really, that's the top of the tree.
I think I've worn these about 4 times. Had them for a year.
They look really clean.
They do. Those are shop ready, eh? Yeah.
But I got them.
They trade me with an S. They got the new section.
Still got the silicone gel inside.
I took them to America and I brought them back because I have plans, guys. I've got plans.
Oh my God. But yeah, I loved it. Start to finish. I also think he exposed, like before that, when he had the kind of preemptive chat with Lucina. That was quite weird. I thought her reaction was very weird. And also in the aftermath of that chat when she went and talked to Aaron, how she kind of had that weird Joker energy that Aaron had when he made that decision.
Yeah.
As soon as she knew that Michael was kind of going to cut himself free, she was just like, it was kind of weird. She had a weird energy where she was like extremely happy and kind of curled up in Aaron's lap and it just
he was like comfort and like a sense of home. Right? She was saying that stuff.
They've all been in Argentina shooting every day in the boiling heat for about 3 months and they've just lost their minds. I'm sorry. It's so obvious that they're not okay. Aaron is mostly crazed now.
How much do we love Aaron when we first saw him on that treetop date? Like we thought he was like a good guy. He was sweet and said the right things. And now cannot stand him. Like, but also kind of love his – who he is in the show. Like, I love that he's there because he's
great character.
There's a lot of great stories happening around him. But you can absolutely see him coming undone at the seams episode by episode. It's quite incredible. Also, he was doing the fly swatter. I don't know if you remember he was catching flies early on in one of the episodes in one of their just like jovial, his life in the house kind of montages, which got me to thinking because it was the fly swatter had like been broken and then it was covered in duct tape. I think it's time for a new fly swat design. I'm an avid fly swatter. I know you are, Duncan. You just use your hands.
I do a clap. Yeah. It's really, really foul, especially in this era.
Yeah.
But I once said, like, I mean, I could get some numbers, man.
But for those of us who prefer the non-contact approach, I think someone needs to come up with a new fly swat design that's much more hardy, because the current ones, they don't last.
I used to have one that was like a little plastic gun. Have you seen those before? And it's like a little gun and it's got like a circle shape kind of target thing on the end of it and you shoot the little target and it's on a string and it goes and just like kills the flies in the air.
Shit, that's cool.
And you just
walk around shooting flies. It's all good, Tina. Don't look at me like that.
That's not okay. That's weird.
What? Nah. It's instant.
Okay, I mean, but that's a different product. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Elliot got eliminated this week. Mike F took himself out.
Yeah,
right at the beginning. And Mike B also self-eliminated this week. He refused to say the things that she wanted to hear. She refused to say how she was feeling. Was just not going to work. Was very orkies.
It sort of de-escalated quickly, like last week's passion to this week's just, it's never going to work. And he gave her quite a lecture on the way out, you know?
I'm here for it. I'm here for it because I always maintain that it's not just about the bachelorette or the bachelor, the lead trying to find who's right for them. It's about the people who come. The people who come in don't know these people from diddly as well, and they need to find out if they're the right person for them. So it was Mike trying to find out if Lucina's for him. She's not. End of.
They still had a big old pash though the day before when the boat shared.
Yeah,
that's a kind of interesting dynamic.
I know.
Yeah,
I just feel
like a sneaky pash.
It was sneaky pash. They thought they were off camera. No.
I think something was missing. I think there was something missing. The cameras weren't rolling for something in between two occasions. But he's also kind of like questioning whether she's there for the right reasons. And this is all tied in with some big, what ended up being a big controversy that carried on throughout the whole week of lads sitting around the pool talking about who, you know, whether or not the ladies were there for the right reasons. And old Richie was part of that conversation as well.
Yes.
And this, you are just, look at you, vindicated Duncan Grieve.
I'm just been saying, as they say. That's a real sentence.
I'm real sad about this for Lily's sake because I think she really likes him. So those two went on a one-on-one date. They went go-karting, looked fun. He was muttering under his helmet, "You're so rad, girl," when she was like doing some mean
classic Richie
corners. He got Woody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that allowed on television?
No.
Because I thought it was a lot.
It was quite full on, eh?
It was full on for a time slot.
It was. So he just, what was happening, they were like having a passion. He was like, oh, I can't stand up now or something.
So I'm glad I'm sitting down.
Oh, that's it. Same thing. They were so pashy, though, weren't they? God, that went on.
It was way too long for telly.
Speaking of, I mean, we're not really going through the blokes, so I'm just going to insert this, so to speak. How about all of the censored filth coming out of Logan's mouth?
Oh, yeah.
That was so odd. I'm so curious.
I've never seen it. Like something silenced before. I thought they were going to beep it, but it was just like, ma, ma.
We need to get a lip reader.
I reckon.
To figure out what that was.
I reckon, because then they came in with her afterwards going, oh, I think my definition of kinky is different to Logan's definition. Oh, not kinky, sorry, dirty. Whatever it was is different to his definition. And I think they were trying to make it sound like what he said was like super tame, a bit like how he booked a trip to go paragliding. But
you don't get rid of it if it's.
I know. I reckon it was out there.
What kind of stuff are we talking, Jane?
I don't know. I want to know what he said, and I want someone who I believe someone in the corner is probably good at lip reading, and I want them to tell us.
What do you think it is, Alex?
Ask me no questions, I tell you no lies.
Oh, you're so withholding. You're like the Lucina of this pod.
Am I right that it's actually interesting? It's not just that he sometimes likes to be underneath?
I'll tell you off mic. It's weird because it's like he said it on camera, therefore I feel like he's probably game for someone else to reveal it on a pod, but I was given the information under strict privacy, the Privacy Act.
By the Privacy Commissioner?
Yeah, I think it was actually.
Oh, amazing. Okay, anyway, now with Michael out of the picture, Logan's in the top two, which is
amazing.
Which is crazy.
What a top two.
Bonkers.
Yeah,
Your choices are Logan and Aaron.
Isn't that amazing? How did that happen?
Loggy and Moggy.
Because you remember, like, we were like, what a cast of bachelors. How did they find them in New Zealand? And after simmering and, you know, slow cooking this mixture, they left with Aaron, who's like frankly scary, and I wouldn't want teaching my children, no disrespect, just my honest opinion. And Logan, who... Just a strange critter. They're both just
really strange
critters.
Really, really weird. Travel agent, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, tough time for him at the moment. Oh, he's probably actually very busy. Very busy man at the moment.
Is it?
A lot of calls coming through, trying to cancel tickets, get some information.
Also, soon he might have more time to indulge whatever he said under the the censored silences.
But with whomst is the question. Mm. Can someone please summarise what happened with the conversation around the pool and then Richie coming home from that gate and talking at the while they were all playing pool about how Lucina. No.
Jane's losing her mind.
Okay, here's my take.
What's your temperature?
There was a chat around the pool about maybe the girls not being there for the right reasons. Yeah? And that Lily.
Yeah.
And that Richie even mentioned that Lily had been on these other reality shows. Why does she need to do Bachelorette? Surely she could.
But
find
we never
someone.
Saw that was hearsay.
Yeah. I wonder if the subtle framing of that, because I feel like it's fine to. In like the 11th hour, they said they had been drinking around the pool. You're spilling your guts. If you go, you know, that is straight into the pool.
Straight into the pool. Just
spilling
fuck it. We're going to New Zealand soon.
And Micah's getting in there. He's just loving it. I don't think it's a bad thing to raise that as just something that's crossed your mind, right?
Yeah, like, especially when you're on
I don't know. I just wonder if it was like, I don't think she's here for the right reasons, or I wonder if she is because she's done these shows, or if it's just, you know, you got to think this is their fourth reality show.
But it's not. Pretty dumb thing to let out of your mouth when Amog's around, right?
Was Amog around?
Well, Amog definitely knew about it. He was the one who explained it all to us.
He's everywhere. He's bugged it. He's bugged everything more than the actual show.
Anyway, then he went on a date. He went on that go-kart date, came back, said something about
when they were moving the cameras, he was still being recorded, and then they had this sort of blurry knee-high shot of him. he questioned Lucina's commitment to the show, I think, or her right reasonableness.
Yes,
and that was not particularly well received.
Not by Logan.
Yeah.
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 So it's scriptedness, I think they were talking about.
That's right.
That, you know, Richie's like, you know, it's easy for us. Lily's really open, but Lucina turns up and it's like she's reading off a card sometimes. Mm. Logan's like, no, get out, mate. She's the queen. And then Jesse goes on a date. They do, is it the horse thing?
With
getting
yeah,
the ring,
the big
Lord of the Rings
thing, yeah.
These dates, they just never leave the compound.
I know.
Oh, I don't even know what else
can
same
we
time.
Do with a horse.
Basically, at some point, he reveals to Lily that one of her guys questioned whether she was there for the right reasons. He didn't want to say who said it, but he said someone backed him up about it. Oh my god,
Jane?
I can't even remember now.
It's just so long and the same. It's always horses. The only good new thing is those like sunset shots of the dogs.
Yeah.
Which are just beautifully shot and framed and they're lovely dogs. And that's basically what's keeping me in Argentina.
That's it.
Because it's long. We've been there too long. Is it normal, Jane, for them to go somewhere and just stay there forever?
No.
Because this seems very strange what's happened.
Not at all. They travel to, like, they go somewhere, they have a few dates, they like do a week somewhere, and then they're like, pack your bags because we're off to Costa Rica or, you know, Europe.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, no, it isn't normal at all, but this is New Zealand, New Zealand's version.
It's
hey, guess what?
It's a very strange season.
I've solved all my problems. I've just gone down to the bottom of my notes where I summarized everything, and I'm just going to read it as it is written, okay? Lily Perfect. Told Richie in private Lucina's having trouble opening up. Richie then came home, told the boys Lucina is scripted. Logan disagrees. Richie worries when Logan talks to Lucina, he will mention the scriptedness thing, and then if Lucina chats to Lily about it, Lily will feel betrayed that Logan broke her trust. The end.
That's right. And when they were explaining that, it was so convoluted and it was so high school. You're just like...
I still don't know if I understand, but I wish everyone all the best.
Basically, Richie's worried that by him coming home and saying that thing about Lucina, it's going to get back to Lucina and then to Lily, and Lily's going to know it was him who said that and made her look stink and messed with the friendship.
Not following you.
Oh, okay. You don't need to follow.
I lost you. What about that big old catfish that Mike caught?
Whoa.
That was crazy. Yeah. That was a real shock.
I mean, give him the roads, I say.
Yeah.
What else happened?
I ate catfish once in LA, actually.
Did you?
I had a catfish sandwich in a diner, and I saw Rooney Mara in a booth next to me. I thought it was quite good.
Wow.
Nothing will ever be as amazing as your big reveal that you were booked. Supposed to be flying.
Oh, my God.
On the murder plane.
Just, I can't even.
Hey, did you know that? No.
What?
No. It was like geopolitics or something. Fuck. Not the pod for that.
No, not the pod for that. But it is the pod for Logan's new song, She Might Be the Girl.
I need that notebook.
I need that notebook
and
we
everything
need that
inside
notebook
it.
So bad.
She might be the girl. Oh.
And then the grape kiss. So I think what was supposed to happen with the grape kiss is he was supposed to like pop it out of her mouth and she was supposed to catch it, but there was some miscommunication.
He wanted full baby bird. He wanted to do exactly what he did. And that's not okay.
It's none of it's okay. She just openly despises him as well,
which makes
the rest of the show not very exciting. Everyone else is just eliminating as fast as they can.
she keeps kissing him and then immediately getting on camera and saying how terrible it is.
And laughing.
And instead of it getting better, this time he incorporates fruit and she gets on the camera and she's like, as if you couldn't make it any more awkward, then there's a grape involved.
I don't think I'd ever do fruit with anyone. I know that makes me incredibly conservative and vanilla, but I think that's a bit yuck.
Yeah, but Logan's a kinky guy, you know?
It's crazy. Is that what he said? Pineapple, bananas.
Melon.
Okay, I'm going to put this out here.
I done durian once.
Bananas should never be involved in any type of sexual activity. They're not the fruit made for intimate times. He was also really.
While you're saying this, Jane, can I just tell you, while we're talking about all this kinky shit, Tina is writing in a notepad that is shaped like undies.
Like ladies' undies.
Like women's undies. With a little bow on the front.
Well, what's the provenance of those, Tina?
What do you mean?
Of that notebook. Where did it come from?
I found it in my house.
Hey, does Tina know a guy called Logan? Because I feel like that's the kind of thing he might just slip there. It combines his two favourite things, kink and notebooks.
It's true.
Oh, dear.
But he also did that. Logan did that writing date. It was she was just paying him out for that too, saying about how dude, because Jesse was there with Lily. Jesse clearly quite adept at riding horses, and Logan not so much. But horses are kind of freaky big things. They can be unpredictable if you don't know how to control them. And instead of her being kind of like understanding of that, she's just like, oh, look at him, he's just bouncing up and down, and not, you know, basically just paying him out constantly. I don't think it's going to work between them. Just quietly. That's my take.
I don't know. You might have more fruit lined up. We just don't know. We don't know what's going to happen next week.
Aaron had kind of a quiet week, except for he was almost more like an observer and a commentator, right? I can't really remember apart from him explaining that whole weird situation.
He had the excited pesh with her after the first ejection. And his hair's just grown out real long. So like
it has
all
grown
of a sudden,
out, that side bit. Yeah.
They're all looking kind of shaggy.
who else? Quinn. Quinn got some one-on-one time. Quinn's just hanging around, tossing a football from one hand to the other.
We never get enough Quinn.
He's like a drift.
Quinn for the win.
Crazy.
I love Quinn, especially now that Richie's shown his true colours. Who else is still there? Terrence?
Oh yeah.
He said like
he got his
words.
Ass out again.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he got peached.
I don't even notice it anymore. It's happening so frequently.
Yeah, it's actually weird if he's got pants on.
So much bum.
In the shot.
He got his pants on this week.
Yeah, did Terrence even get anything? He didn't get the fish.
Didn't he do the painting, give you the painting this week?
That was lovely.
Both front and back.
And the nice old man. Oh, yeah, Terrence is nice.
I love Terrence.
Nice. Yeah.
He is really nice. He's
Terrence
a good
also
follow
for
as
Bachelor
well.
2021.
All of Lily's lads are better than Lucina's two scary men.
Hey, I know, like, Jesse's not my favourite, but I do feel like he's just like a bit of a puppy dog. And I didn't like the way that Richie was digging at him at the Last Supper. You know the Last Supper where they all sat around tasting wine?
Oh, that's right.
And it was
the Last Supper.
It was quite subtle. The way that he was making digs, but he definitely was.
Oh, yeah, it was real passive. How was Aaron, though? Smells like grapes.
Yeah.
I don't care about wine. I just want to root her, basically.
Stupid.
He is like real. That was
what about my favorite bit when he was like, stupid Logan thinks he's funny. He's not funny. I'm funny.
I'm funny. Yeah. When has Aaron ever been funny and not just bone-chillingly terrifying?
He is off the reservation.
He also said he's getting close to love with Lucina and then started nearly crying and being like, someone's cutting onions around here. And you could see him kind of welling up.
Yeah.
He is
obsessed with her. I mean, I don't think there's any argument, right? He's obsessed with her.
Yeah. It's driven him mad.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to sing again.
He's Shakespearean.
Oh, my gosh.
I really wish. I know that there were probably, like, copyright issues, but I really wish they would have just played out him singing that whole thing in one beautiful, awkward sequence. Someone's got the tapes. Leak the tapes.
I don't think I've survived that.
Someone's got the tapes.
Anything else?
That was so crazy. That feels like that happened 4 years ago. Aaron singing that little tune.
It's weird to me that he was falling in love with her at that time. It feels like that was a long time ago, and now he's like, what was it? What did he say this week? I'm close to being in love. So the progression to falling in love was very quickly, but then he flattened the curve, right? He's plateaued a bit. Because you would think that by now he would be well in love with her. But he's still not quite there yet. Just got a wall up. I'm not sure that anything else happened this week that I can remember.
No.
That I wrote down.
Covered all the bases.
Has
this been hometowns next week?
But they're never going home. We've closed the borders. I think they're still there.
It is weird. It is weird because I think we must still be in Argentina maybe on this Sunday or something and then do hometowns on Sunday's episode coming up in 2 days. Gosh, this podcast is coming out like this week. Because surely they would have done a whole... What was that weird thing of like where they had footage of Richie at the airport? Was it even him? But they did that kind of weird airport.
No, Mike. It was Mike.
Oh, sorry, Mike. Yeah, Mike.
But you could never see that it was him. It just felt like stock footage, bad stock footage, cell phone stock footage from the airport. And it was like, where's Mike?
They were kind of almost making it look like they were foreshadowing that Lucina was going to change her mind or something. Or it was weird.
It was real weird.
It's
just too much show. I've just got to fill the time. Just bung some footage in there.
Okay. Well, that's it. Should we talk about maths?
I've fallen off.
I don't know. We can't think.
After toothbrush gate.
I've watched, but I don't know where I'm up to in relation to what's on air in New Zealand. So there goes that then. Tease that at the beginning of the show, and now we're not
real
doing
pod.
It.
The real pod.
Hey, also,
I
have another item for the agenda. I would like to personally just huge shout out to the Cornies, who, when we announced that there was going to be no more Real Pod, created a subgroup of core Cornies. I'm not sure what the criteria was to get into that group. I'm not in the group. Neither are you guys. But anyway, they offered to fly me home to record the last podcast. How bloody nice
is
that?
Hey?
I couldn't even deal. So I just want to say thanks, guys. Thanks, but no thanks, because I'd already decided to come home. But in a much nicer way.
I think just thanks.
But no thanks.
Yeah. Just.
No, I just want to make it clear that I didn't accept the generous offer. The Cornies didn't fly me and my family home, but man.
Are you guys really emotional all the time at the moment?
Mm.
So yeah. Things like that just fuck me up.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday I cried probably more than I've ever cried in my life. So many tears. Also forgot to take my medication the night before because I was on the plane. That might have had something to do with it.
Mm.
But it is a really strange time.
But can we talk about the video of all the celebrities singing Imagine by John Lennon?
I can't bring myself.
Have you seen it, Jay?
No.
John Lennon. Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
I got the wrong one. Wings? I don't know. What is music?
Which celebrities? Like American ones?
Do you have access to the internet right now that you can watch a video live on pod?
Oh, I can give it a go. Okay.
Let me send you something.
I'm too. I can't bring myself to watch it.
How would I find it? Hold on. I put it in a...
Celebrities.
Looks like last night.
Imagine.
Yeah, if you just search that, that should probably come up.
Coronavirus Imagine video?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds...
Gal Gadot?
Sounds about right, yeah.
Okay, so it'll probably come across my microphone. Is that a problem? Is that going to be any sort of copyright situation for the pod?
No one's enforcing copyrights anymore.
Okay. It's all fine. Okay, it's fine. Close the borders on copyright. Okay. Is this it? What am I watching here?
Is good radio.
This is great.
Sorry. We can always cut out this port. It might be because we're doing a video call at the moment.
Yeah, I think that the video call has control of the audio.
Crying out loud.
Just watch it later.
Oh, here we go.
I've got it.
There's an ad on for some sort of cookware.
You've really ruined Christmas.
I just thought she would have seen
it. She's just chatting. Oh,
okay.
This is terrible.
Cut it all out.
Just
trying to throw out something fun between friends.
No. Leave it on. Hey,
forgive
how good was that
going off
members
the
ad?
Oh, no, I think I found it now.
No.
Thank you. And good night.
Cut this out.
We have been.
I can't wait to watch it.
Pod.
Imagine all the people.
Here we go. Oh, no, there's something else.
No. Turn it off. Stop recording. Goodbye.
Why don't you guys want to do this pod anymore? Why do you want to keep doing it, Alex? It makes no sense.
No. So it's finished.
Hello for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spin-Off member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spin-Off. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spin-Off member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spin-Off Podcast Network.